With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Daily Detachment. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and if you're anything like me, you've probably had a whole string of New Year, New Me moments that fizzled out faster than a birthday candle in a draft. We all want those healthy habits, the consistent workouts, the mindful eating, the daily meditation. But let's be real, sticking to them can feel like trying to herd cats uphill. Today, we're diving into how Stoicism, this ancient philosophy that sounds stuffy but is actually super cool, can help you create lasting, fulfilling habits. Trust me, it's less about chanting, virtue, and more about building mental toughness and a killer routine. You ready for this? So, what are some key takeaways from Stoicism that can actually help us stay on track with those good vibes? First, remember that you're not a powerless puppet to your impulses. You've got choices. Stoics believe in taking control of your thoughts and actions. Second, focus on what's within your control. Things like your effort, your attitude, your decisions. Don't sweat the small stuff, the things outside your power. You know that feeling when you're stressing over traffic but could be using that time to listen to a podcast? See, Stoicism is all about finding those pockets of control and maximizing them. Next up, embrace discomfort. It's like that gym buddy who pushes you beyond your comfort zone, the one who makes you realize how much stronger you actually are. Stoics believe that facing challenges head-on, even the small ones, builds resilience. Think about it. Starting a new workout routine is tough, but every time you push through those initial pangs of discomfort, you're building mental fortitude. You're basically training your brain to be a stoic superhero. Number 4. Practice gratitude. Seriously, take a moment each day to appreciate the good stuff. A hot cup of coffee, a sunny morning, a good laugh with friends. Stoics believe that focusing on what you have rather than what you lack keeps negativity at bay. You know, it's like that saying, be thankful for what you have, you'll end up having more. And finally, remember that progress is not linear. There will be setbacks, there will be days when you want to just binge watch Netflix and eat a whole bag of chips. No judgment here. But the key is to get back on track as soon as possible, learn from your missteps, and keep going. Think about that time you tried to learn a new skill, maybe a musical instrument or a foreign language. You probably didn't master it overnight, right? There were moments where you wanted to give up, but you persevered. Stoicism teaches us that those moments of doubt are just opportunities for growth and learning. Let's talk about how this works in real life. Imagine Sarah, who wants to start meditating every morning. She's set the alarm for 6 a.m., got her comfy meditation cushion ready, and even downloaded a guided meditation app. But then that dreaded snooze button beckons. Sound familiar? She's faced with a choice. Indulge in 5 more minutes of sleep or commit to her goal. Sarah remembers what we talked about today. She can control her actions. She focuses on the positive feeling of starting her day calm and focused, and she embraces the discomfort of getting up early. She chooses to meditate, even if it's just for 5 minutes. That's a win. Sarah is practicing the core principles of Stoicism. Self-control, acceptance, and mindfulness. By focusing on what she can control, she sets herself up for success. Remember, healthy habits are not about perfection, they're about progress. You're going to stumble, you're going to have off days, but that's okay. Stoicism reminds us to be kind to ourselves, learn from our mistakes, and keep moving forward. So, take a deep breath, remind yourself that you've got this, and go out there and rock those habits. If you found this episode helpful, don't forget to share it with your friends who are also on their journey to becoming more stoic superheroes. Until next time, stay detached, stay positive, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.